Hi, it's Anna DeVlantis here on WGN. Mayor Lori Lightfoot joins the show right now. Good afternoon on a snowy Chicago day, Mayor. How are you doing?
Doing well. Great to be on the show.
Thank you for being on. And I know you trudged through the snow to get to an important opening today, a new public safety center. Can you tell us about that, Mayor?
Well, this was really, I think, a labor of love for by so many. But I think the big important takeaways is we must have a state-of-the-art, best-in-class training facility for our first responders, police, fire, EMT, paramedics. And this complex, which we doubled the budget upon the start of my term, provides them with scenario-based training, which is exactly what's necessary. We've got, for example, a scenario village that's being built, which simulates two apartment buildings, houses, streets. There's going to be a six-story tower for the police, for the fire to do their training. It is really, really a magnificent facility and campus. And in addition to that, what's important is we double the budget from 85 to just over 170 and counting. Plus, we made sure that the people who are constructing the facility, 41% MBE and 8% WBE, plus 15% of the labor hours were from people that lived in the immediate community. One of the other, I think, unique features is there will be a Boys and Girls Club fully staffed and automated right next to the building, so that there are going to be opportunities for our young police officers, firefighters, to interact with neighborhood youth and for them to see the police and fire in a non-emergency, non-law enforcement setting. We believe that that's absolutely essential to building bridges between the police and fire and the young people that are so crucial to our city neighborhood.
And I know it was named for Paul Bauer, the commander, the police commander who lost his life trying to pursue a suspect here in the city, a very brave individual indeed, and a lot of big goals there attached to that center. Can I ask you about, I know you get asked about crime a lot. Let me just shift, I hope we have time to get back to that, but economic growth for this city, another topic, and it's going to be big on the show today, Mayor, because we're going to have Calamos Investments on, and they are doubling down on this city, and I know some other companies are too. Don't get the headlines that the Citadels do and the others when they decide to leave. And certainly economic growth is key to moving forward in our city. I know you'd agree with that. They create great jobs. They're the people who are going to be paying taxes for schools and the leading through philanthropy. It's important to keep them here and grow our economy. Talk about that a little bit, about what the outlook is. Even though these are tough times, what do you think is next for Chicago?
Well, I think that we are very well positioned to really weather these difficult times. And the reason is we have a very diverse economy. We're not a one-company town. So whether it's manufacturing, whether it's life sciences, whether it's fintech, other technology, food and agriculture, we are really well positioned not because we're the most diverse, but because our industries are thriving. In the last 2 years alone, we've had over 300 companies make what we call pro-Chicago decisions. That's either to relocate here from elsewhere, like a Kimberly-Clark, like a Kellogg, or to increase the footprint of the people that are already here. They're already companies, new employees, new investments. So our economy is really coming booming back. And what we're finding is those industries that were hardest hit during the pandemic, not surprisingly, like the hospitality sector, they're having better pre-pandemic days now than they did before COVID hit our city. Mm-hmm. So, again, the proof is in the pudding. The fact that our revenues as a city government were so strong, beat projections both in 21 and 22, allowed us to prepay our pension obligations by almost $250 million. So all things are looking very, very strong on an economic front here in the city of Chicago. Now, look, you know as well as I do, none of that matters or gets overshadowed if we don't make progress on public safety. Mm-hmm. Public safety is the number one priority. It's the thing that I spend the lion's share of my time on And while we are not where I want us to be, which is the safest big city in the country, we are making notable progress. We're building on the progress from last year, where shootings were down, homicides were down, carjacking thankfully finally came down. But we've got to keep our foot on the gas and continue our focus on making sure that we hold violent, dangerous people accountable. We are proactive in taking guns off the street, and we continue the investments like the one today in the Police and Fire Academy on the West Side, because ultimately we know all of those tools in our toolkit are what are going to be necessary to bring peace and safety to our neighborhoods for a long time and the long term.
You know, when you look, eight others are running against you in the race for mayor. You, Chuy, and Chuy Garcia and Paul Vallis are all showing first in internal polling at this time. It seems to be the three, or at least the two front runners, running against you, the incumbent. And yes, I mean, the ads are starting to run now. They all feature public safety. It seems crime is number one when it comes to the focus of these ads, the focus of connecting with the voters. And I just wonder, Mayor, what do you say to the voters who maybe voted for you last time, who this time are on the fence, or this time are just not sure they're really going to vote for you?
Well, look, I think I have to do a couple of things. I have to keep demonstrating what we're doing and making sure that people know it. We're not at the finish line, as I said. We've not reached my goal, which is the safest big city in the country, but we are making notable progress. And we're making progress all across the city. And I recognize there are people in some communities that historically have not felt the touch of violent crime, that are nervous and are scared. I hear them. I see them. We're pushing more resources into those communities. We hired almost 1,000 new officers last year. We promoted 200 plus detectives over the last 2 years. So we are putting the resources in. We've expanded the resources in the police budget every year that I've been mayor, and rightfully so. We want to make sure the technology is there. We're going to be purchasing 2 new helicopters this year. But fundamentally, we've got to meet people where they are and understand what is it that's going on a block-by-block basis all across the city. And I'm committed to doing that, and we are doing it. But I'm going to say, don't let people prick your fears and your consciousness. Look at them and see if they've actually got concrete solutions and a track record of getting it done.
Mm-hmm. Mayor, let me just ask you, end here with one question. And I asked you this question when you ran the first time. I said, why would you want this job? Why do you want this job? Tell us. It's a tough job. And boy, you've been through a lot these last couple of years trying to steer the city.
Well, look, it's pretty simple. First and foremost, I love my city. I love my city. The city has been incredibly good to me. I've prospered, now have a family here. And so I feel like there's more for me to be able to do to contribute to the health and well-being of our city. I will also say we've made remarkable progress. You're going to have to look a long, long way to find any mayor, any administration, any time in our city's history where we've sustained the kind of headwind from a global pandemic, economic meltdown, civic unrest, and a spike in crime. But even through all of that, what we've seen is the incredible grit and resiliency of the people of Chicago. Mm-hmm. We have leaned into not our fears, but our hope. Hope that lifts us up. Hope that gives us the resiliency to meet the challenges of the day that we're seeing breaking out all across our city. So I want to run again to finish the work that we, the collective we, the residents of the city, has started to really make Chicago something that reflects the diversity of our city, the great strength of our city, and makes us a world-class city.
So much more I want to ask you, Mayor, but we're running out of time here. I just appreciate your time today. I know you're running from event to event and a busy calendar, but thanks for making time for us here on WGN.
Oh, happy to, Anna. Thanks for everything that you do. Love your show. Invite me back.
Anna DeVos is in for Lisa Dent today. So that was the mayor. We had a few minutes with her today. It kind of came up unexpectedly. You heard what she had to say. I'm hearing from you on the text line. We'll get into some of that on the other side. But we're also going to talk with John Kadunas, the president and CEO of Calamos Investments. There is so much going on in the jobs picture, the economy with the financials, and the whole mention of the R word, recession, and what all this means. He is a big picture guy. They're based here in Chicago, and he's going to get into that. In addition, I'm going to read some of your very entertaining texts about what's the strangest place you've ever asked to be tipped or to make a tip. And there are some real, real good ones. We'll get into that coming up here on WGN. But first, we got to get to the bottom of the hour news. WGN.